就除了我们能够把我们的心经以外，什么我们能够给你？
Except we can offer our heart to you, what else we can offer you, Lord?
因为主，我们一切都是你的。
Because all we have is all yours.
求主听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayers.
求主你鉴察我们的心。
Lord, please examine our hearts too.
愿你的话语能够再一次激励我们。
May your words will once again strengthen us.
这样的祷告祈求靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿们。在过去这一两月的时间，很少在教会里头。
For the past couple months, very seldom I speak in the church.
在外面。在工作的地方有许许多多的挣扎。
Was outside in my work has a lot of struggle.
看到这个世人的那个光景，实在是心里面很伤心。
I see how the people in this world, the situation of fighting each other really grieves my heart.
有了功劳，每个人都要去抢。
If there's any honor, everybody is so there to grab it.
有了责任，每个人都要去推卸。
If there's any responsibility, all of them will try to shy away from.
有了好的事情，大家都要去做。
If there's a good job, everybody wants to do it.
吃苦的事情，就大家都要去逃避。
If there's some suffering work, everybody tries to escape it.
这个正是今天世界上的光景。
This is the true situation of this world.
但是当我在回到弟兄姊妹的当中的时候
But when I come back to the brothers and sisters
我实在觉得心里面有说不出来的喜乐
And I have unspeakable joy in my heart
上一个周末我在这个 Minneapolis 那里
Last weekend I was in Minneapolis
我带着一个很疲倦的身体到了弟兄姊妹的当中
I was so tired I went to the brothers and sisters over there
弟兄姊妹的安慰，他们的慰问，的确让我觉得，哦，这才是真正我们人所向往要生活的一个环境。
The brothers and sisters comforted me, and they were so concerned about me. I discovered that is really the type of life that men are longing for.
在弟兄姊妹当中，他们不是说啊，你怎么不多做一点呢？
The brothers and sisters never say, "Why don't you do a little more?"
弟兄姊妹说，你要多多的休息，你要多吃点东西。
The brothers and sisters all talk to me, "You should have more rest and eat more food."
再回到自己的弟兄姊妹当中，我实在心里面觉得很多的安慰。
When I come back to my brothers and sisters here, and my heart is so comforted.
我不能够赞美这个诗人的话，就是在神的儿女的当中。的确是值得我们喜乐。
I cannot but praise the word in the psalmist said, "To dwell among the brothers and sisters is what a joyful occasion."
好像那个亚伦头上的膏油一样的，一直流到服饰上。
Just like the ointment of the priest Aaron, that pour over to from the beard to the whole body.
那个就是表示在弟兄姊妹们当中。那个关系，那个和睦同居啊，和睦同居是那样子的融洽。
It's a description to of the love and the concern among brothers and sisters. To grow among the brothers and sisters is so wonderful.
就希望弟兄姊妹都能够羡慕，都能够这个感谢主，为着家中的喜乐与平安。
I hope all brothers and sisters will be thankful and appreciate the joy to be among brothers and sisters.
我的确自己觉得是借鸟之欢，我自己回来以后的确觉得实在是这里就是很得到安慰。
And I really feel just like a tired bird come back to my nest. This is the place to come back. It's so nice.
这个月的主题是基督是主。
The theme of this month.Is that Jesus Christ is Lord.
刚才 Elton 已经读过几句经文。
Elton already read a few scriptures.
我觉得我们所有的信徒都喜欢称耶稣基督做救主。
I think all believers they love to call Jesus Christ our Savior.
因为当我们称耶稣基督是救主的时候，我们把自己放在一个被拯救的地位上。
When we call him Savior, we put ourselves in a position that we are being saved by him.
我们每个人都知道，我们自己今天的地位、自己的光景，是一个需要拯救的一个地位。
Everyone of us know that now we're standing in a position that we need somebody to save us.
我们若是还没有得到永生的，还没有得到主耶稣基督宝贵的生命的，我们是需要拯救。
If we don't have eternal life yet, we don't have the salvation yet. We need this salvation, this saving salvation.
我们已经有了主耶稣基督的人，还是每天需要主的恩典在扶持我们，在拯救我们。
Those who already have this salvation, we still need the grace of God to support us.And the faith of each day.
所以主给我们的救恩是从开始就直到永远。
That's why the grace of the Lord is from the beginning, will lasting to the everlasting.
我们每个人明白自己的光景，所以我们就很羡慕、很渴慕这一位救主。
If we truly understand our situation, then we will long for our Savior.
当我们每提到耶稣基督是我们救主的时候，哦，我们的那个心真是向往那个耶稣。
And every time we mention about the name of Jesus, our heart really looking forward to be close to him.
但是我们心里都是不大愿意称耶稣基督为主。
But there is, most of us, are not willing to call Jesus our Master, our Lord.
虽然我们叫主耶稣主耶稣，但是那只不过我们的一个口头禅，叫成习惯了，叫主耶稣。
Even though we call him Lord Jesus, but it's just a habit calling, it's a term to call him.
我们不大愿意想到耶稣基督他是我的主。
We are not willing to think about that, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is my Lord.
这个主里头含有要求我们放弃我们主权的意思。
To call him Lord, God demands us to give up our own sovereignty.
当我们称主耶稣的时候，那个就是我们对耶稣讲：“耶稣啊，你是我的主。”
When we call him Lord Jesus, that means, Jesus, you are my Lord and Master.
那个意思就是我不再是主。
That means I.No longer a master.
那个就是说，我在你的面前要绝对的服从。
That means before you, I have to be completely obedient.
我在主耶稣基督的面前再不能一个随心所欲。
Before the Lord Jesus, I can never do whatever I want to do anymore.
这是一个很慎重的事情，我们就不大敢去这样子想。
This is a serious matter we seldom think about.
但是在新约圣经里头所讲到主耶稣的那个主字。
In the New Testament, when they mention about Jesus the Lord,
这个希腊文叫 Kyrios.
The Greek call it Kyrios.
这个字里头包含的有，就是所有人。
It includes everybody.
Amen.
The owner.
他是主人。
He is the master.
他是君王。
He is king.
主的对面是什么
？What is the contrast of Lord?
主的对面是奴仆。
Is the contrast of the Lord is slave.
保罗总是说：“我是耶稣基督的奴仆。”
Paul always called himself as.Slave of the Lord Jesus Christ.
依然翻得对，这个奴仆是一个奴隶的一个意思。
Slave is the
servant.
The servant of the
master. 这个奴仆啊，就是奴隶的意思。这个包括这个人的所有权是在他的主人手里的。
A servant is a slave, including everything he owns.
他要对他的主人只有绝对的服从。
To his master, he can only be submissive to him.
他的主人可以要这个仆人去为他去死。
The master can ask his slave to die for him.
这个仆人所有的一切都属于他的主人。
Everything owned by the slave is owned by the master.
包括他的妻子、他的儿女，一切都属于他的主人。
Including his wife and his children, all the masters.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们人的本性所不愿意处在的一个地位。
Brothers and sisters, this is the position our natural nature is not willing to stand on.
可是圣经上告诉我们，
But the Bible tells us,
神已经立了主耶稣基督为主。
God already has chosen Jesus Christ as our Lord.
我们刚才读过了腓立比书第二章。
We just read Philippians chapter 2.
我要再读一次的经文。
I'd like to read another scripture.
这个是在《使徒行传》第二章。
It's in the Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章第36节。
Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 36.
这是在五旬节的那一天，彼得他讲到那最后的一点。
That's on the day of Pentecost, Peter talked about the last point.
他说，故此以色列全家当切实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，上帝已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both.Lord and Christ.
腓立比书第二章说，他说叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因着耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不可称耶稣基督为主。
In Philippians chapter 2, that everyone who is in heaven, on earth, and under earth.All the knees will bow and the mouth should praise and call him Lord and the Master.
谁是在天上的？
Who is in heaven?
这个天上的是指着所有万众的天使。
Those in heaven talking about all the angels.
他们因为基督的得胜。
Because of the victory of Jesus Christ.
他们因为神拯救的大能。
Because of the almighty power of God.
他们要赞美主。
They have to praise God.
什么是地上
？What is those on earth?
地上的就是人类。
It's all human beings.
人类是为着基督的救赎、神的慈爱而赞美。
All the men on earth praise God for the salvation and His redemption.
地底下的是指着已经死了的。
Those under the earth are those people who have died.
这个死掉的人，他们为着主耶稣基督的审判，为着神的公义而赞美。
The dead people they praise God for the judgment and God's righteousness.
圣经上告诉我们，神已经把耶稣基督立为主。
The Bible tells us God already has set Jesus Christ as the Lord.
他是个人的主。
He is the Lord of a person.
他是一家的主。
He is the Lord of a family.
他是教会的主。
He is the Lord of the whole church.
他是天地万物所有一切的主。
He is the Lord of all universe.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不能够不了解主耶稣基督为主，你称不称他为主，那是没有什么分别的。
Brothers and sisters, whether you know whether you know he is the Lord or not, you regard him as the Lord or not, doesn't make any difference.
因为他是一切的主。
Because he is Lord of everything.
我们在接受了主耶稣基督为救主以后，
After we receive the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior,
弟兄姊妹们，我们要做一个很重要的选择。
We have to make a very important choice.
我们要选择我们要不要耶稣基督是主。
We have to choose whether we want Jesus Christ as our Lord.
他再不就是我的主，再不就不是我的主。
Either he is my Lord or he is not my Lord.
没有一条中间的路线。
There isn't any middle way.
你如果是不以他为主，你就不以他为主。
If you don't regard him as Lord, he is not your Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道不知道？我们讲一个信徒，他灵命的分显是标准是什么
？Brothers and sisters, what is the standard of the degree of the spirituality?
是不是我们读经读得多，我们的灵命就高深
？Is it because we read a lot of Bible, then we are very spiritual?
我们热心的侍奉多，我们的灵命就高深。
Or if we serve the Lord zealously, then we are very spiritual.
是不是我们的聚会的次数多，我们就是灵命高
？Or if we attend a lot of meetings, then we are very spiritual.
我们是不是听到有名的人讲到的次数多，我们的灵命就高深
？Is it because we have heard a lot of sermons of famous preachers, then we are very spiritual?
我常常听到有人在人面前夸耀。世上所有有名的讲道我都听过了
I heard a lot of brothers and sisters said I have heard a lot of famous preachers
弟兄姊妹们你成天听到有名的讲道人你的灵命假如是有这么高还是有这么高
Brothers and sisters you can hear a lot of famous preachers sermon if your spirituality is this much you are still this much spiritual
甚至有的时候你听到听得太多了你的原来这么高现在就只有这么高了
Sometimes you have heard too much sermons and you become less spiritual.
这不是我说的，这是圣经说的。
It's not what I said, the Bible said.
圣经上说，知识让我们自高自大。
Because the Bible said knowledge will make us very proud.
你听到听多了，你读经读多了，到有的时候，再让你的灵命再低下去。
Sometimes you heard a lot of sermon and read a lot of Bible, then your spiritual life is lessened.
主讲的道你都知道主写的书你都读过啊你在教会里头是什么侍奉的参加所以你就认为自己是灵命高深
You heard a lot of sermons you read a lot of spiritual books and you served very diligently you thought you are very spiritual
弟兄姊妹们这些都跟我们的灵命可以说没有什么关系
Brothers and sisters I can say this has a very little relationship to our spirituality
甚至于祷告的多少也跟我们的灵命不一定有关系
Even how much you pray really has not much relationship to our spirituality
怎么样子来衡量一个人的灵命
How can we judge a person's condition of his spirituality
那是在乎主耶稣基督他在我们这个人身上有多少的主权
It depends how muchSovereignty, the Lord Jesus is in our life.
或者说，我们愿意把自己的主权交出多少给耶稣
？Or we can say how much we're willing to give our sovereignty to the Lord Jesus.
你的圣经可以从头到尾每一个字都可以背得出来。
Maybe you can remember or recite the whole Bible from first page to the end.
你祷告起来可以是成天成夜的祷告，这个嘴像泄河一样的滔滔不绝。
Maybe when you pray, you can pray for day and night, and then it's just like flowing water in your mouth.
就是耶稣基督在你的身上一点主权都没有，弟兄姊妹，你的灵命就是很低小。
If the Lord Jesus has no sovereignty in your life, brothers and sisters, your spirituality is very low.
所以弟兄姊妹们耶稣基督是不是我们的主这是一个太重要的一个关键
Brothers and sisters whether the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord in our life is a very crucial point in our life
圣经上告诉我们主耶稣基督必定要在我们身上做主
The Bible said the Lord Jesus has to be the Lord in our life
主耶稣基督必定要在我们生命里的为王
The Lord Jesus has to be the king in our life.
因为那是他该占有的地位。
Because this is only the proper position of him.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们接受耶稣，当我们信耶稣的时候，弟兄姊妹们，我们应该要死心塌地的去信。
Brothers and sisters, when we believe the Lord Jesus, we should believe it all the way.
许多人信耶稣，信了三年、五年、四年、八年。
Some people, they believe the Lord Jesus for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years.
那个生命一点改变都没有。
There's no change in their life.
你要跟他一谈到圣经， 他只懂那么一点点。
When you talk about Bible with him, he only knows this much.
并不是说是他的头脑不聪明或者记忆力不好。
It's not that he is not bright or his memory is not good.
因为他读读圣经，他觉得这里面有一大段他进不来。
Because when he reads the Bible, he still a lot of portion of the Bible he cannot believe it.
假如我把圣经它的通通都信的话，那我这个人的地位就完全没有了。
If I believe everything in the Bible, then I have no position in my life.
可是弟兄姊妹们，神就是要借着他的话来点明我们的真相。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to use His word to reveal our true self.
神一定要光照我们，让我们看到我们原来就是一无所有。
The Lord wants to enlighten us so that we can see that we ourselves are nothing.
在神的面前，我们有什么是个夸耀的？
What we can boast before the Lord?
保罗说的，一切都是领受。
Paul said, everything we have is received from him.
假如是领受，既然是领受的，又有什么是个夸耀的？
If everything is received, why should we boast about it?
你有一点点的本事，那也不是你的。
If you have some ability, that's not yours.
你有一点点的积蓄，有一点点的，那也不是你的。
If you have some savings, it's not yours either.
所有一切都是神的，我们只不过是一个管家。
Everyone, everything we own is the Lord. We are only His steward.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们不能够死心塌地的来信奉主耶稣基督为主。
Brothers and sisters, if we cannot believe the Lord Jesus as Lord all the way,
那么我们只能做一个信徒，我们就不配做一个门徒。
Then we can only be a believer, not a disciple.
路加福音第十四章，我们一起读读。
Like to read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14.
路加福音十四章第25-27.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verse 25-27.
有许多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
Verse 25, and there went great multitudes of him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me, and hate not his father, mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me, cannot be my disciple.
我记得我从前也不读圣经。
I remember before I did not read Bible.
我所听来的一切都是那个道听途说，不正确的圣经的知识。
I heard somebody said it's indirect. It was not correct from the Bible.
我听了人家讲的那个圣经啊，好像都是后来那个大陆上毛泽东讲的那些话。
I heard that they said since what Mao Zedong said.
就是不爱爸爸不爱妈妈啊，只爱共产党是那种东西啊。我的也是的，不要爱爸爸，不要爱妈妈，只要爱耶稣。
Just like Mao said, don't love my father, mother, just love the communist. Here, people thought, I don't love my father or mother, I only love the Lord.
我十分爱我的父母。
I love my parents so much.
我觉得这个耶稣这样子的就不像话，我这种人还能去信呢、啊。
I think that Jesus Christ is so bad. How could I believe in him?
就等到后来我信了主，我自己来读圣经，我才知道我从前所听到的根本就是乱说。
After I read the Bible, I understood that the things I overheard or indirectly was just nonsense.
这里很明显的，主耶稣基督没有说你不要爱你的父母，不要爱你的家人。
It's very evident that the Lord Jesus is not saying you should not love your father or mother or your family.
这里耶稣就是说，你若是爱你的亲人、爱你的家人，那你就是爱我，你不配做我的门徒。
The Lord Jesus only said here, if you love your family more than loving me, you should not be my disciple.
就是我们承认全耶稣是我们的主，是创造我的主，他讲这个话也哪里过分。
If we admit that he indeed is my savior and he is my creator, if he says so, I don't think it's too much.
假如我的妻子、我的儿子在今天跟我讲，我爱你，超过于爱耶稣，我绝对不答应。
If my wife or my son tell me, I love you more than I love the Lord Jesus, I will not agree.
因为我胜得了什么？
What if me? I worth nothing.
我对他们的爱哪里能够跟耶稣基督对他们的爱来相比？
The love I give to them, how can it be compared with the love the Lord Jesus giving to them?
我常常有的时候幻想，假如这是有的灾难来的时候，我愿意不愿意为我的妻子去死？
Sometimes I try to imagine if something happened to my family, would I die for my wife?
我愿意不愿意为我的儿子去死？
Would I die for my son?
我常常觉得我会去愿意死
I probably would
但是我却不敢百分之百的担保
But I have no guarantee 100%
但是主耶稣基督他已经为我们的这个每一个人都死掉了
But the Lord Jesus Christ who already died for all of us
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们让我们不要在人的面前装起了一副的面孔我们的爱我们的对家人的爱哪里比得上耶稣基督对他们的爱
Brothers and sisters, please let us put a mask to, so that we love our family. Actually, we can not, never love our family the same love the Lord Jesus loved us.
纵然我们能够爱我们所爱的人像耶稣基督一样的爱我们有的时候也是越想爱也不能够爱，也无法爱。
Sometimes we're so willing to love our family, but we just cannot love the same way the Lord Jesus loved us.
在疾病来到的时候，你有什么办法
？When sickness comes, what can you do?
依兰这两天这个腰啊，这个不大方便。
For the past few days, Elan had a hurting back.
我跟他用东西跟他擦，也是没有用，他腰还是这个样子。
I tried to massage her, but it didn't help.
所以我虽然是爱她，我也要帮助她，我却是无能为力。
I love her, I try to help her, but I couldn't do anything.
可是耶稣基督，他不单是愿意爱，他能爱，他能帮助。
But the Lord Jesus, not only he is willing, he can, and he can help.
主耶稣基督要我们明白，凡我们所有的，都是属于他。
The Lord Jesus wants us to understand whatever we own, all is His.
所以我们所有的一切为着他去舍弃，实在算不了什么。
So everything we if we sacrifice for Him is really nothing.
在《使徒行传》第四章三十二节讲过这样子的，描述过这样子的情形。
In the Book of Acts, chapter 4, there was a verse describes this situation.
我们看到这里的描写，我们今天的基督徒实在是很惭愧。
When we see the description of the disciples at that time, we really just feel ashamed.
当年的基督徒，他们的确爱主的心，至少在行动上要超过于我们。
The early days Christians, in their action at least, is exceeding our love toward the Lord.
在三十二节说，那许多信的人。都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。
Verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which they possessed was his own, but they had all things common.
我听说大陆说很多共产党就说，我们跟基督教差不多。
I heard a lot of communists said our doing is similar to Christians.
我们共产，他们也共产。
Everybody use the same thing and they do the same.
他们实在是根本就不晓得他们讲什么。
They really don't know what they're talking.
他们的共产是武力压迫下的共产。
They give everything to the public is because they are forced to do so.
他们的共产，他们能偷、能抢、能欺骗的时候，他们就会这样子做。
If they can steal or cheat or do anything, they will do it.
有几个人是心甘情愿把东西拿出来给人家用的。
how many of the human beings will share everything willingly with others.
但是在神的爱感动之下，在神的光照之下，初期的信徒他们就明白，所有一切他们的都不属于他们。
That's it. Born a blind.
弟兄姊妹们，真正自私的不是神，真正自私的是人。
Brothers and sisters, the true selfish person is not God, but is man.
我们所有的原来都是出乎神，神跟我们去要，这个有什么不对的？
Because everything we have really is God's. If God demand on something, why can't he do so?
有什么是自私的？
Why you call it selfish?
我这个小儿子。
My younger son.
有的时候我们给他一点东西
sometimes we give him some gift
你再跟他要回来
then we ask some from some back
最多只有一半他给回给你
he'll give at most a half of it to you
因为什么你给了他以后这是我的
when we give it to him he will think it is mine
弟兄姊妹们我们在神的面前就这个样子
brothers and sisters we're just like that before God
我们原来什么都没有。
We have nothing originally.
神给了我们一些。
God gave us something.
那么我们有了以后说这是我的，我们就不愿意给回给神。
Because God gave it to us, we think it's mine. We are not willing to give it back to Him.
我们就忘记了谁是主人。
We forget who is the master.
我们再读一次圣经，《哥林多后书》第五章。
Let's read another scripture.2 Corinthians chapter 5
哥林多后书第五章十四节十五节
Verse 14 and 15
原来基督的爱激励我们因我们想一人既替众人死众人就都死了并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活乃为替他们死而复活的主活
Verse 14 For the love of Christ constraineth us because we thus judge that if one died for all then we're all dead and that he died for all that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves but unto him which died for them and arose again
在英文和在这原文的里面没有这个主字
In English version there is no Lord mentioned
只是说为那个替他们死而复活的来活
just mention that they should live for the one who died for them
但是我阅读这个中文的这个组织我就觉得这个组织加得太好
but when I read the Chinese version they put a Lord here I think it's so wonderful
所以我要跟弟兄姊妹们读这两节圣经
that's why I like to share these two Bible verses with you
因为他爱我们爱到一个地步为我们舍命
because he loved us to a certain degree that he was willing to die for us
他就有权来要求我们为他而活
then he has the right to demand that we should live for him
我叫这个叫做爱的要求
I call this the demand of love
我不晓得在我们当中有多少人疯狂地爱过一个人
I don't know how many of you that you love somebody crazily
你假如没有疯狂地爱过一个人可能我讲的话你不一定懂
If you have never loved anybody crazily probably you cannot understand what I'm saying here
你假如真正的疯狂地爱过一个人你就会知道我讲这个话的意思
If you really love somebody very much then you can understand me
你疯狂地爱到一个人爱到一个地步你就愿意为他做任何的事情
If you love somebody crazily then you are willing to do anything for her or for him
甚至于牺牲你自己的性命
Even to sacrifice your life for him
但是也是在这个时候你觉得你有一切的权可以要求对方来给他最好的给你
But at this pointyou really have the right to demand your object to give you the best
弟兄姊妹们这个是爱的要求
brothers and sisters this is the demand of love
主耶稣基督他为我们舍命。
The Lord Jesus Christ, He sacrificed His life for us.
他有权对我们说，你要为我而活。
He has the right and authority to tell us that we should live for Him.
在你的生活，在你的生命里头，我是主。
In your life, I am your Lord.
我把我最好的给了你，因此上我也要求你把你最好的给我。
I have given you your best, then I demand you to give your best to me.
耶稣基督说，从此以后你要为我而活。
The Lord Jesus said, from henceforth you should live for me.
你就不再为其他的人活。
Then you will not live for anybody else.
换句话说，你不再为你所爱的家人朋友去活。
In other words, you should not live for your family members and your friends.
你要继续地爱他们，但是你不是为他们而活。
You want to love them and continue to love, to take care of them, but you are not living for them.
因为他们不是你的主。
Because they are not your Lord.
你也不再为了人的夸奖而去活着。
Then you will not live in for the praising of man to live.
你一天到晚你的生活的一个标准就是人家夸奖不奖我，人家有没有看到我做这么一件好事。
Often we do something and is anybody praise me? Have they seen the good work I do?
你也就不再计较人家对你的批评，人家对你的这个争伤。
If you live for the Lord, you will not care too much how others will criticize you or hurt you.
因为他对我原来是一点伤害都不能够做。
Because they cannot really hurt us.
因为审判的，最后的审判的是主耶稣基督。
Because the judge is the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经上说，你不为他人而活，你也不为自己而活。
The Bible said you don't live for man nor live for yourself.
因为我们自己也不是自己的主。
Because we are not our own Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在要问问自己这个问题。
Brothers and sisters, we should really ask ourselves the question.
我们知道不知道信奉基督为主的意义？
Do we really know the significance to be a believer called him Lord?
今天在我的生活里头，在我的生命里头，谁是主？
Today, who is the Lord of our life?
今天我所活着是为着谁？
Whom am I living for?
是为着什么？
Why am I living for? What is the purpose for me to live?
我们今天是不是为着工作而活呢？
Do we live for my work, my job?
为了我的学位而活呢？
To live for my academic degree.
为了我那个房子而活呢？
To live for my house.
为了我的车子在活呢？
Or to live for my car.
还是为了我的儿女去活？
Or to live for my children.
我们不能够不在主的面前很慎重地问这个问题。
We should all seriously ask this question before the Lord.
因为主耶稣基督没有给我们一条中间的路线。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ did not give us a middle way.
他假如不是你的主，那么他假如不是你的主，那么他就不是你的主。
If he is not your Lord, then he is not your Lord at all.
我下一次要讲怎么样子为主而活。
Next time, I'm going to talk about how to live for the Lord.
让你通道吧。
Let's pray.
主啊，当我们称你为主的时候，求主真是光照我们。
Lord, when we call you Lord, please enlighten us.
让我们不仅仅是嘴上这样子称呼，我们心里的也实在要遵从你为主。
Lord, help us not just to call you with our mouths, your Lord, but help us to regard you as the Lord of our life.
主啊，天上地下，我们到哪里去找一位像你这样子的主？
Lord, where in heaven and earth that we can find a Lord like you?
爱我们爱到一个地步，把最好的给了我们。
Love us to such a degree that you have given us your best.
爱我们爱到一个地步，愿意把所有一切的尊贵荣耀都放下。
Love us to a certain degree that is willing to give up all the glory and honor for our sake.
爱我们爱到一个地步，愿意来受世上一切的羞辱。
Love us to a certain degree that you are willing to come to this earth to take all the shame upon yourself.
主啊，真是要让我们心里面能够明白你的心情。
Lord, help us to understand the condition of your heart.
也让我们的心再一次为你的爱所竭力。
And also help our hearts will be stirred up by your love.
让你所有的儿女都愿意说，主啊，我要为你而活。
Help all your children here to tell you, Lord, I want to live for you.
求主听我们的祷告。
May the Lord hear our prayers.
在我们中间还有不认识你的，主啊。
Lord, if there's anyone among us who have not known you yet,
哦，让他们看到你爱他跟爱我们一点分别都没有。
Lord, help them to see that you love them just as much as you love us.
当他们还在顶撞你的时候，你就为他们舍弃了生命。
When they are still at enmity with you, Lord, you already died for us.
当他们伸出他们手来要你拯救的时候，你就来到他们的身边。
When they stretch out their hands to ask for you to help, and you are right beside them.
你要把自己和属神所有一切的丰盛都白白的给他们。
And you want to give them freely the abundance of your mercy and grace.
求主的灵照亮他们的眼睛。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten their hearts.
求主的爱真是打动他们的心弦。
May the Lord of love of the Lord will really touch their hearts.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you and praise you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.